You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It is 10 past 4 and we're going to speak to Lindy in a moment, but first this.
The highest professional standards underpin a vast range of services offered by the members of the False Bay Business Network. For over 20 years, they have acted in the best interest of their colleagues, clients and the local community. For more information or to inquire about becoming a member, please visit www.fbn.co.za. The False Bay Business Network, promoting sound business ethics.
And with me representing the False Bay Business Network is Lindy Bronham Cook. Is that right?
Almost.
I never get it right.
It's the G is silent like lasagna. Nobody knows what to do with it. It's Bronham Cook.
Bronham Cook.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. I've never known how to say that because I've only just known you like as Lindy.
I can deal with Lindy.
Medivusara.
Does it?
Okay, so Lindy's here for two reasons. Okay, so let's just set the background. What we agreed with the False Bay Business Network was that once a month, somebody from the False Bay Business Network will come in and speak to us about their business and what they do. That was agreed some time ago. The first one didn't happen because the guy that was supposed to be here was ill. Francois.
Right. Yes.
Francois took ill. So now we're into the second one. So I thought what we would do is because there's so much time that has elapsed since, you know, we launched this thing and now, that we just recap as to what the False Bay Business Network is about. And then, of course, you also here in your business capacity, you with Keller Williams, and we can speak a little bit about that as well.
Perfect.
But Lindy is the vice chairperson.
Yes. This year.
Is that the right thing to say?
Yes.
Vice chairperson of the network, and she is here to tell us about the False Bay Business Network first and foremost. Hello, Lindy.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very, very welcome. So, tell the people about the False Bay Business Network, what it does and why it exists.
So the False Bay Business Network is a group of individuals who've got local businesses that is here to look after the valley.
Mm.
So when you get a referral or you hear about the False Bay Business Network, you know it is a group of people that's got high ethical standards.
Mm.
For me as a real estate agent,
my
name is attached to a referral when I give somebody else's name out.
Mm.
So if they don't give good service,
then it reflects on you.
Yeah, gets reflected as well. So when I joined the network, it was to get part of a trusted group of individuals that's got high quality standards, will pick up their phone, will sort things out, and will give it at a good price.
There's a very strict code of conduct that applies. There's a couple of things within the network that are critical in terms of joining. First of all, we can only have one service provider from any particular industry. Do you want to talk about that?
So some people in the past have thought that is quite unfair, whereas the False Bay Business Network has come from the mentality that they do not want any competition within the group.
Yes.
So if there's two plumbers, somebody else.
Who do
you refer? Yeah. You know, it's up to everybody else to look after that.
Mm.
But that was just an internal thing that was set up way back when FBN was started over 22 years ago.
Yeah.
So it just makes sure that the referrals within the group goes to a certain person, and then there's no competition.
The other thing is that it is a rule within the False Bay Business Network that if you are referred, you have to follow up. If you don't, you actually could face some kind of action within the group.
Well, it will be a very unhealthy conversation that somebody will be having with you. And if those conversations keep on happening, what tends to happen is the person who doesn't have that high standards when it comes to contacting their clients, giving good customer service, and being on top of things, that they tend to leave.
Yeah.
You know, because you become the average of the five people that you surround yourself with. So if you surround yourself with high producers or people with high quality service, you have to come up to that level.
Well, the reality is it's like anything else. If you are referring people to a business, Business X will do this. And Business X doesn't respond. And it reflects badly on the network. But you stop referring Business X and they feel they're getting no benefit from it. And they do tend to leave if then, you know, jump before they push, basically.
Pretty much. there's never any action that's taken, but people start feeling uncomfortable in those kind of situations. So,
in the interest of full disclosure, Zone Radio is a member of the Fastplay Business Network. And for me, it has always been about what the station can do for businesses. And I was invited to join the group, and I did so, I don't know how many years ago. It's quite a few now.
I think it was before COVID,
it
wasn't
it? Before COVID. Yeah. No, it was before COVID.
Yes.
In fact, it was just after. So it's nearly 5 years. Mm. I must say that it's a good group of people. And our Friday morning meetings are chaotic. I mean, it's, you know, invite somebody along and they say, really, this is a bit, because we have a lot of fun.
Yes, we do.
In doing what we do. But you also do a lot of work for the community as a collective. You can speak to some of the stuff that we do there.
Yes. So as a group, we pay memberships to belong to the False Bear Business Network, but we also have different charity runs. We raise funny money throughout the year. And once a year, we choose a local organization for nonprofit that we then donate a nice sizable chunk of money to, which they can actually use. Mm. And this year we chose Victory Kids, that does incredible work for littlies getting started in life and getting an education to set themselves up for success. So we, people in the past has been the Shark Spotters. Yep. We have supported tears organizations. Mm. My father's house 1 year got I just feel like our local valley needs to look after itself. And if we can help each other along the way, why not?
There we go. So that's, in essence, what the False Bay Business Network is about. Those figures are not small, folks. I think the last donation was 20,000
rand,
which is a substantial amount of money. And this is how it works. So we have a money box.
Yes, we do.
And I must say, the cost of being a member of the False Bay Business Network is low. It's not a high annual membership fee. It's not that. We also support the DSTV for
Pauline Lewis.
We also pay that for them. So they're doing some good, but it's not expensive. So what we've got is we've got this box, money box that goes around the room every Friday morning when we have our meetings. And guys put their loose change in, and they put, you know, a couple of things every now and then. Somebody will put like a sugar sachet in there as well.
Because it wasn't sweet enough, you know.
And that money is added then and added to the charity donation at the end of the financial year, our financial year. All right, so that's the background, folks, to the False Bay Business Network and what it is. The critical thing here is that these are before you actually admitted as a member of the False Bay Business Network, there's quite a stringent screening process that goes on.
Yes.
Once you're in, you're in there because the rest of the members in that group have decided that you have the ethical standard, you have a business that can complement what's going on, and you have a good track record. Also that you're very much a valley business. So all of that stuff goes on. So if somebody is a member and they put on their business card or they put on their website, member of the False Bay Business Network, that counts for something.
Absolutely. And it goes the other way as well. You know, with us being all locals, some of the members have been there since the start, 20, 25, 22 years. Mm. You know, it is also up to that business to decide if the False Bay Business Network is a fit for them.
Mm.
You know, yes, there are certain standards that you have to live up to, but some people is not ready for that kind of commitment. Mm. During that screening process or that we follow, they will either decide for themselves they're not up to it or then leave it up to the members.
Yeah, I think that look, when I was invited to it, I thought, really, do I need to be – get out? Oh, come on. Is this really going to work? Is this going to be worth anything? And I really was skeptical about it. And I sent off Angel, who was at that stage doing our advertising sales, and said, you go. I'm not really interested in this. I'm sitting around Friday mornings – having breakfast, talking, no, you go. And so she went. And then she left because she went to Australia. So there we were. We joined the network and we had now to send somebody. And I went. And I'm telling you, folks, it's a Friday. I get up. Judy will tell you. I get up in the morning on a Friday morning. And I'm excited about the fact. I get kind of withdrawal symptoms, like the weekend now was a long weekend. We didn't have our Friday meeting.
Yes.
And we miss that group of people. And it's because that group of people have developed such a bond is that they won't let each other down.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of the people are sole proprietors, local business owners. So having that meeting once a week, you sometimes get to brush an idea or bounce an idea of somebody else. Hey, what did you think about this? Or what do you think about this? And because we've got so many variety of people inside the group, you can find out what's going on in the valley without really knowing what's going on in the valley.
Yeah.
You know, you can know what's happening with security and you can know what's happening in the retail. So it's a very nice broad spectrum group as well.
That kind of does help because Falcon Security, Damon is there. And when he stands up, everybody does a little like 1 minute intro, which can sometimes be 5 minutes, who knows. And Damon will give us a quick rundown of what's happening in the valley as far as break-ins are concerned and that type of stuff.
Yes.
So it does work very, very well. Question here, is it only for businesses or also NPOs?
Oh, that's a good question. Mm. So in the past, it's been businesses only. Mm. Do me a favor, jump on fbn.co.za. There's a link where you can submit to be a member, fill in the application form, we'll have a look at it. We'll get you invited if it is something that can work. Because as long as it's local, we can all help each other.
There we go. So that's the answer to that question. So the answer really is we don't know at this stage of the game because no MPO is really approached.
Not yet.
Because this could be the first one and it could work.
That's it.
All right. So there we go. That takes care of the background to the False Bay Business Network. Now, Lindy is there as a member. She is as I said, the vice chair. And last year, year before, you were the chairperson.
Yes.
And everybody, I'll get the thumbs up on the WhatsApp. Okay. So everybody, it's in on a rotation basis, and there's elections and all that type of stuff. You can't have the same chairman two consecutive years.
Correct.
So that's how it works. Now, she is there as the vice chair. She's here this afternoon as the vice chair, but she's also here as a business within the network. And her business is real estate, and her company's name is Keller Williams. Now, I'm going to give Lindy an opportunity to tell you about what her business does. As Keller Williams. So now take off your
false
paid business.
The blue one, and I'm going to put the red one on.
Yeah.
So as a local real estate agent, I live here, I work here, and I'm here for my clients. Mm. So we as real estate agents are an intermediary between the buyer and the seller. And our job literally is make as most money for the seller in the shortest amount of time. And then make sure it's smooth sailing from once you've sold it to once it registered and you get your money. Because that's the toughest part, which a lot of people don't realize.
A lot of people don't realize the amount of legislation, the amount of compliance, the amount of things that have changed within the real estate industry. It's not just a case of, you know, you can go out there and sell a house. Now, you've actually got to be highly qualified for this.
Well, that's a very good thing. Mm. You know, in the past, being a real estate agent was a very low entry or bar to entry. So very, the quality
of agents.
It was
very similar to being an insurance agent. It was also a low bar.
But now we deal with people's money. Yeah. And 90% of the time, it's the biggest asset that they own. So you need to know what you're doing financially to help them, to give them the advice, to know what it is that you're doing, looking at your stock, at your market. And also you involved with the National Credit Act because, you know, the banks won't loan money if that's not involved. You're also involved in the Consumer Protection Act. So you've got to make sure the disclosures are in place. And about 2 years ago, the Property Practitioners Act came in. So we've got to learn new things, just like lawyers and doctors that have to do additional training every year. So do we as real estate agents got to do it too.
Those are two industries that have come a long way in terms of upping the standard.
Yes.
The insurance industry have done incredible work in terms of making sure that the person who speaks to you about your money knows what they're talking about and they qualified to do so,
yes,
and that you asked all the correct questions and you understand the process. They've come along in leaps and bounds, as has the real estate business. And I mean, you're no longer a you now are a property practitioner.
Yes,
That's the right term now.
I still struggle with those words. It's not so fancy schmancy. You know, I'm there to help people reach their goals and dreams and do it with property.
So if you don't like your neighbor,
I'll sell it for you.
there's a funny story that, and I need to confirm this, but I think it involves one of our presenters. So he was living up in Johannesburg. And the security light that he had on his property was upsetting the guy that lived across the road from him.
Oh, dear.
And at the end of the day, the settlement was this. The guy across the road bought his house.
Well, that's one way of doing it. I've sold houses to pieces of land in front of other houses that's got views.
Okay.
That's how they got to keep their views.
Okay.
I've sold houses to neighbors where the house fell into disrepair, and the couple of neighbors bought it together to make sure that vagrants don't move in on a vacant property. So it's amazing what we learn and how we work with people during our day-to-day business. And that's one of the reasons that I do it. One, I get to help people, but two, not one day is the same.
No, I can pretty much accept that be the case. All right, Lindy, listen, thank you for coming in this afternoon. How do people get hold of you?
So I'm Lindy Brougham Cook. Mm. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and on my website, lindybroughamcook.com. Mm. And for the Falseway Business Network, it's FBN, not FMB, FBN.co.za, nice and easy. We're also on Facebook, so send us messages anywhere there.
All right, so you can get a hold of both of them. The other thing, too, is if you go onto Lindy's website, subscribe to her newsletter, because it is very, very good. Now, I will say this in front of her, that you don't necessarily have to be using her as your real estate agent, but you will find very, very interesting information in there, no matter who you're using as your real estate agent. Ideally, you would want them to deal with you, but the information there is relative to the market.
My job is to add value.
Yeah.
You know, if you choose somebody else, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but the value that I give in the newsletters is for the market. Because a lot of people don't understand how much their house could be worth or what the expenses involved in it is. So I tackle to try and answer questions that other people's given me in the past.
It's a very, very, very good newsletter. All right, Lindy, thank you very much for coming in this afternoon. And in a month's time, we'll have somebody else from the Year Network.
Yes,
if we
will.
Can get our ducks in a row there.
I will do my best this time.
We have
time.
To sometimes drag them kicking and screaming into the studio.
Yeah, well, I'll be at the meeting on Friday morning and then we'll put them in a row.
Okay, so all right. All right. Lindy, thanks so much for coming in this afternoon. I probably should play something like Our House or something like that. To play out the segment this afternoon. And I think I'm not too I'm just Our House. It's a song by Madness. There we go. So
love
we'll put Madness
in the middle of the street.
There we go. We'll play some Madness here as we say goodbye to Lindy. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Richard.